Corey McCarville, the head football coach with the IKMN Wolves, joining us here as they head into their Week 9 matchup against St. Albert on the road. They're going to play this one, of course, on a Thursday night. Coach, as always, thanks for giving us some time here today.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You bet. Coach, let's kind of talk about how this Week 9 matchup came about with you guys in St. Albert. And then the Thursday night thing, I understand a smart idea to be able to make sure you're going to be able to have officials with the playoffs starting on Friday night. So kind of talk about how this game came together.
Well, yeah, you know, when we failed to qualify for the playoffs, the regular season is 9 games, and I felt like all of our guys have worked really hard, and they've been really close in a lot of games, and they deserved to have a complete season. There's a number of schools that send information out that they're looking for games. You know, we talked to a number of different schools, and in the end, you know, we haven't played St. Albert's. I don't think we've played them since IKM and Manning have come together. I know I've never played them since I've been coach here. So it's a different team to play. Us and St. Albert's talked, and we worked out the details. We decided to go on a Thursday. There's a massive shortage of officials, and if you go on Thursday, you can ensure that you're going to get a crew. So that was why we did that.
How'd you guys end up deciding to play at St. Albert?
We just talked, and that's just kind of what we decided to do. A lot of our concession stand stuff and a lot of our field stuff kind of has been getting put away since we've had this cold spell, and that's just what we did.
Coach, what are you guys hoping to get from this Week 9 game?
Well, we've been really close in a lot of games, and I just want one more opportunity for those guys to go out and compete. Hopefully they can go out with a good taste in their mouth. We've played really well at times this year, and we've just hasn't been as consistent as we need to be. And I just really want those guys to just have one more opportunity to go out there together as a group.
What's everything been like in practice? Real good focus this week. These guys excited to get another chance with, as you said, as many close games as they've had this year?
That's what we told them yesterday. It's a real credit to them because we have had good practices, and they have been focused, and it hasn't been, they haven't kind of punted on the season as the thing goes, but they've been really good about things. So I really think they're looking forward to it.
What do you guys feel like you can do offensively against St. Albert? What have you seen from them on defense?
They are kind of a mixed bag. They mix it up between a 4-4 and a 5-3. I like to believe that hopefully we can get our running game going a little bit. It's been colder this week, and so they're probably going to really put a lot of guys in the box. But other teams have had some success running the ball, so hopefully we'll be able to find some running lanes.
Size advantage up front for you guys?
We're pretty evenly matched. When I look at them up front and I look at our guys up front, we're pretty evenly matched. They got one kid, their best lineman is about 205 pounds. He's pretty good. Another kid's about 230. And that's where we have a couple of our guys as well. So I think we're pretty evenly matched up front. And we're not giving up a lot of weight like we have been all year.
Teams that have had success running against them, has it been more in between the tackles or on the edges?
That's been a little bit of both. I've seen more in between the tackles than on the outside. But other teams have had some success running in between the tackles.
Coach, where's the pass game matchup for you guys? Feel like you can get Cooper, Eli, some of those guys going maybe on the edges or downfield?
Yeah, a lot of that always depends on the weather, too. When it gets colder and, if it's windy, obviously that always affects the passing game. Hopefully we can get some matchups, and if they have enough guys in the box, we'll be able to hit a couple long passes.
Offensively for them, looks like they want to run the football. They do it okay, averaging about 4.7 yards per carry, but just 9 touchdowns. So has it been move the football, struggle to finish drives, or what does their offense look like this year?
They do a lot of shifting. They'll set up in one formation, and then they'll shift to another. There's a lot of motion, so they really do a nice job of trying to get guys out of position, and that's, they're able to exploit that a little bit. They're pretty good at running some lead plays, some dive plays, a little bit of counter. They're pretty effective at that. We're going to have, number two, the Goobles kid is a very good running back, very quick. They have a Helton kid that's also a senior. He's a pretty good football player. You know, so they have a couple two. They have a couple very capable running backs, and hopefully we can keep them contained.
The Helton kid, they look like they use him quite a bit in the pass game as well. How do they try to get him the ball?
Well, they do some flares and they do some screens and things like that with him. So, you know, we're going to have to be prepared for that.
Coach, what's the biggest things you want to take away from this game and this season to start building towards next year?
Well, you know, it's every season is different and every group is different. And I just want those guys to realize that, you know, we're really proud of the work that they did. I know they didn't get the wins, but it's really hard to be so close in a lot of games and not be able to come through. And, you know, really what I want them to do is, you know, a win here would be fantastic so we can have, you know, a good taste in their mouth moving forward to the next season.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate your time. I tell you what, thanks very much. Best of luck coming up on Thursday night. And I know we look forward to hearing from you on Friday on the Scoreboard Show on how you felt like the game went.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Head Coach Corey McCarville again with the IKM Manning Wolves. Again, they travel to St. Albert coming up on Thursday night.